Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Prayer, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to do your daily devotion with God before engaging in other activities for the day. After the audio, turn to the prayer booklet, also authored by me, to do the short Bible study for the day and read the portion and the guidelines on reading the entire Bible through in 1 year. For subscription and subscription renewal, for Turning Point Prayer Booklet, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Welcome to Tuesday, the sixth day in May 2025. Please open your hand and heart for the sixth day in the month prayers. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. Six is the number for man. For on the sixth day of creation, God made man, Genesis 1:26-31, and made him to be the crown prince, the ruler over all the other creatures. So man, you and I, were made to rule, reign, operate in dominion. Let's connect to that as we pray today. You are made a king, a ruler, and a person in charge. That is who you are from creation, and that is how you will be here on earth. Let's do this. Clench your right fist and take this confession after me as loudly as you can. Say, by God's grace, I'm in charge in my dominion. I am in control of my circumstances and situations. Do this again. Sit on a chair. Rest your back as a king and declare to yourself, I'm a king on earth. I shall rule and reign. I'm a child of God with honor and dignity. I have power and authority. My life shall attract good and beautiful things. You made me a king and a ruler. I shall not operate less in Jesus' name. Say Amen. I receive it. Yes, what you just described now is who you are. Despite your challenging situations at the moment, what you are passing through is only a phase of your life. You will soon pass through it. You shall soon be up there. And if you are already up there, you shall go higher still. Say Amen. All right? You may stand up. Who is this? You have someone in mind you are not happy with. He or she has offended you and has caused you pain. Maybe said something uncomplimentary about you behind your back, and you were told. Each time you remember or see him or her in your thought, you become angry. Now you are cut off or you are keeping malice with that person. Even when you see each other, oh no, you don't greet anymore. This person could be your spouse, a son or law, or daughter-in-law, son-in-law, a colleague at work, a co-seller in the same market, co-tenant, same house, same compound, same street. It could be a member in the church, even your department, or even your pastor. God said, forgive. If not, your prayers will be hindered. Go to him or her. Call on phone, send an SMS or a chat, settle the issues, overcome pride, be like the Master Jesus. If you can do this, your prayers will be answered and that pain, that affliction will be healed. That's what he's been waiting for. I speak as I receive from the Lord. That is what I had now in my spirit. Everyone concerned, receive grace to forgive. Receive grace to be humble enough and do what Jesus taught us. Go to him or her alone and settle the issues. May 6th celebrant, your birthday prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now to teachings, counseling, and sharing wisdom. But before then, hear this urgent message and take immediate action. Because of WhatsApp changing policies, this line from your line manager may soon be blocked from sending Turning Point to you. This is what must be done. You should do very urgently to continue receiving Turning Point daily. One, join our Telegram channel if you have not already done so. Telegram does not have the problem that WhatsApp is giving bulk message senders. And it's simple. Search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram, all written together in small letters. You will see it. Tap join. That is it. If they block WhatsApp, they can't block Telegram. And if somebody is always sending this message to you, it's time you join our Telegram channel yourself, as I have explained. Number two, visit our official website regularly at www.tpgf.org for fresh updates and spiritual resources. Let's remain connected beyond WhatsApp. Do so now if you have not already done so. Even if someone is regularly sending this to you, please connect yourself. WhatsApp is easy to connect. And if you don't know how, let your son or your daughter or somebody there help you migrate to our Telegram channel. Right? First issue for teaching today. Good morning, sir. Please, I have a question. Daddy, give me guidelines on how to handle this issue. I'm a lady of 27 years. I'm not even in a relationship, talk less of a marriage. And no man has ever discussed marriage with me. Instead, married men keep coming my way. What do I do, sir? Because I don't want another woman's husband. I want my own man. What do I do about this? Wow, your decision not to allow married men in your marriage space is a very good one. I celebrate you for that. At 27, you are not too old for the right man to locate you. Don't be desperate about this matter and let there be no anxiety on it. Wait prayerfully, patiently. Subject your marital destiny to prayer, warfare prayers. We have learned and taught here every day. Then locate yourself in a robust, vibrant, growing, and dynamic church community or environment where people of your social group attend. Don't be in a church where almost everybody there is married or in a church that is not growing. That is not to say a suitor cannot come for anyone from anywhere. Yes, from anywhere, even at motor park, banking hall, airport, on the street, anywhere. But wisdom demands that you choose your location carefully. Birds of the same feathers should flock together. When a river or a stream is too shallow, too small, there are certain categories of fishes you will not find there. We do not join a church primarily for looking for a husband or a wife, but most of us met our spouses in the church. That is the truth. Please obtain my two books on marriage, to how to make yourself a wife or a husband material. Chat with Bookie on +234 805 634 758 to receive those books. Next, TPGF, very urgent. Good morning, Dad. My son came with a lady last year, April. My mind does not accept that lady for a wife for my son. But I kept mute to pray over it. After 3 months, he started disturbing for introduction, when I myself had never received approval from God. But his father has this I don't care attitude. He said I should let them alone. We later went for a mini introduction this January 2025. After a week, my mother received a message from her pastor that the lady is not the will of God for my son. And the same week, another message was delivered to me saying the same thing. Please, sir, your advice. Wow, mother's concern over their children, up to marriage choice and raising their own children. I can understand. I have brought teaching severally on this area of life. The best a mother or a father, let me say, parents should do is to properly teach, train, and bring up their sons and daughters up in the way of the Lord. Just as Proverbs 22 verse 6 put it, bring them up scripturally, spiritually. Let them be properly mentored in all areas of life, from their childhood, career choice, location choice, marriage choice inclusive. Once that is well done, all you then owe your children is prayers, or when they come for counseling or question. It is not parental responsibility to choose a spouse for her son, for the son or the daughter. All the I prayed I have not received from God, my parents' pastor, mother's pastor prayed, saw a message, another message came saying the same thing, we bring confusion to your son. What you can do in addition is to call your son privately and ask that he gives you his conviction about the lady, and that you should do with wisdom. If not, he will go and tell the lady of your disapproval, and if they eventually got married, the wife will have issues with you. Again, warfare prayers on this issue is necessary for God's divine intervention. Wow. We shall build more on this tomorrow. Send your own questions and situations if you have any. We have 3 weeks for teachings to be able to treat more issues. I hope we are learning and we are getting blessed. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain Service Day in our Abuja Center. Same time, same venue. 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. TPGF members and listeners in Abuja, be there live tomorrow. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Goshen Land, Ikeja, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State Centers. Two services will hold in all those locations on Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus this week, now Prayer Mountain, is the second part of Light Me Up. Put your visibility on me and on my things. Bring the same touch light you brought the other one before we went for no more delay service. Real touch light, or at once, the touch light on your phone. Phone touch light is too small for me. I am bringing a real big touch light, pointing it everywhere. It's for the prophetic action. Okay, may anointing oil. We are for supernatural increase. We also be giving out on Thursday, and of course in Abuja on Wednesday. It shall be given free. Anointed mantle shall also be given to us free. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain this week. It's changing and transforming life. Remember to join our Telegram channel, as I have explained. Let's remain connected beyond WhatsApp. Today is a good day to transmit your tithe, personal tithe and corporate tithe, virtue, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555. We are sowing this fifth month of the year, the seed of greater grace. Do so. And if you want us to send you the commission's account number for your regular tithing and all the seed, send a chat message, or please send me the commission's detail, account detail, to +234 809 789 4000. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and see the benevolence of God. Go and experience greater grace. The kind of miracle you have never seen before. You will return back home today rejoicing. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.